Guess who's revving up those engines because of the 405 shutdown? Yep, you might not recognize some of them, but they're LA firefighters. And this weekend, they're using those motorcycles. The LA Fire Department, they're using the bikes because they fear that jammed streets could cause a problem for traditional emergency response vehicles. So each motorcycle, they're going to be equipped with basic life support equipment so that they can respond to you quickly and not have to worry about any sort of traffic. But of course, right now, there doesn't seem to be a tremendous buildup anywhere near the 405s that are seeing from Lynette and all the various reporters who are around Southern California this morning.
All the buildup was just the hype. Tim Cavanaugh has some things to say about that. He's from Reason Magazine to talk with us this morning. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. You took some issue with the mayor said just don't drive. You got a problem with that?
Well, yeah. That's bogus advice. A lot of people don't have the option of not driving. The way to frame this situation from the beginning was a simple thing. If you have to get from the west side of LA, for the airport, for example, to the valley, that's going to be the problem. Everything else, if you're going a longer north-south distance, people are going to figure out how to reroute. And everything else is get aroundable, and there are other ways around it. And just, the mayor was on Ryan Seacrest the other day saying, do not drive. And it's just not practical advice, and it's sort of lifestyle hectoring. Oh, cars are evil. We want to get people out of their cars, use mass transit.
Just hop on Metrolink like a handful of people do every day.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, we all know we have to get places in our cars in a lot of cases because we have families, we have things we have to take and so forth. So the hype wasn't a problem. It was just that some of the hype could have made it clear that here's what's actually closing, here are the hours, and they weren't very good at telling you what hour the thing was supposed to close. All you have to do is figure out how to get, it's up to you, figure out how to get around it. And clearly, as we're seeing, people have figured out how to get around it. They're not these mindless drones. They know how to solve a problem.
But don't you think, we needed that pre-coverage to let everyone know, hey, it is closing, so be prepared. Pull out those Thomas Brothers guides and figure out all the different routes.
Absolutely. I think a lot of the hype certainly helped. And, there's nothing to complain about because clearly it's turned out to be this sort of weekend-long goofy party that LA is now having, which is fine. It's just, when you get everybody panicked over something, there's a pretty good chance it's not going to happen.
And now we are having a unifying weekend, and it's kind of fun.
We're coming together. I feel like we're more together.
You want to
as
kumbaya?
Angelinos
are we going to hold hands?
Absolutely.
I don't know, but it certainly made getting to work much easier than I had anticipated.
It's been a snap
nice
getting around. It's like Omega
Tim
Man.
Tim Cavanaugh from Reason Magazine.
Yeah,
thanks for being here this morning.
So
appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
7:28 right now. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at your weather and some heat that is on the way.
And folks, you can say only in LA, a group of bicyclists, they say that they can't beat an airplane. Well, break down this wild challenge coming up.
And just ahead, that's right, we're going to enter the No 405 zone with 2 minutes of stories that have everything to do with No 405 coverage, including a shocking breakup for two Hollywood big stars. Stand by for that.